What's the title?
If there's hell below, we're all gonna go.
Oh, that's a hell of a statement. Track one. Take.
If There Is Hell Below podcast with me, Callum Eckersley.
And I'm Rob Morgan.
Nice bit of pop
there. Yeah.
It's lovely.
It's like it's pop on our terms. It's not like...
Yeah, yeah.
It hasn't been...
It's not popular, necessarily.
No. Well,
it could be.
It hasn't got that white gold, that white gold, that needs your fight for white gold. I quite like singing that bit at the moment.
That's good, I like that.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's a good performance.
I think it's a weird line.
What's that from?
You know the song.
No.
You've heard the song. Everybody's heard the song.
I don't know if I've heard it.
Me shall fight for that white gold. Me shall fight for his white gold.
What song is it from?
Look it up, mate.
Okay, I'll fucking look it up.
What planet has this guy been on?
A different one.
Jesus
Christ. It sounds good, though.
A lot of people like it, Callum.
Good, okay. I'll check it out. I'll Google it.
Google it.
I will.
Google Michel Pfeiffer white gold.
White gold.
You'll find it, mate.
I will do. Anyway, that's To Die in L.A. by Lower Dens. That's from their new album, which is called Escape from Evil.
Mm.
Out on Ribbon Music. I don't know much about Ribbon Music.
No, I don't. I had their last album, Nootropics.
Quite different, right, to that?
Yeah. That was, I actually thought it was a bit of a disappointing album, but there were a couple of really good tracks on it.
Yeah.
He sounds a bit more like, a bit more poppy.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember before they were a little bit more metoric krautrock.
Yeah, that's what I remember them being like, because at first I was like, this sounds nothing like what I thought it sounded like.
Which is a bit going on in that other track, but it sounds like it's got more of a sort of Sean, what is his face? Nicholas Savage.
Yeah, like a little twanging guitar in there.
Yeah, lovely. And it's got that drum rhythm that I like.
Yeah, great song.
Here's some great drum rhythms in this. Because if music has those sort of like jazz guitar breaks and soft floating keyboards and if it has sort of thick bass guitar and somebody singing in a sort of breathy French accent.
Yeah.
Well, they're actually singing in the French language.
Yeah, not just the accent. That'd be weird.
I'm in. This band, they're called Chocolat.
Yeah.
You can't. That's pretty French.
That is French.
Yeah, but they're Quebecers.
Okay, yeah.
They're so Quebecians.
French Canada.
French Canadian. Which fascinates me.
Yeah,
I don't know why I find it fascinating, but the French Canadians.
Yeah.
What do you think of the accent of the French Canadian?
What's the accent sound like? Could you do it?
No.
You couldn't do
it. I seem to remember it being odd.
I don't think I know it well enough to know.
Well, these are like the most famous thing to come out of that area since Celine Dion.
Right, yeah.
And they're a bit better, and they've just had an album out recently in Europe, but I think over in that part of the world, came out at the end of last year, called TSS, and it's out on a really good record label that I like to keep in touch with, which is called Born Bad Records, and they put out some really good reissues of like sort of library stuff, proggy, psych, new wave, electronic, punk records, but they also will put out new records like this with bands like that with a kind of Gaelicness to it, and this album it is prog a bit like Television were kind of a prog band, but of course like people like to say Television are a punk band,
yeah,
because they don't like to admit that they might actually like a prog outfit, so yeah, this song hasn't really got that in it, but
right. Other songs do.
Other songs too. This track is the title track.
Thank you.
That is Death and Vanilla. I'm speaking over this.
You can let that go because I like those sort of bits. It feels like
on professional radio. No, it, got a bed.
It feels like we're in a sort of like digital underwater.
Yeah. Yeah, it's called dolphin noises. Maybe we'll make that our bed.
Yeah, I think it could grate after a while.
yeah. Little plinky plonky noises.
Yeah, I think people like just the silence.
I think silence is
The best
very
Ben.
Underrated.
Yeah.
I think you know when people talk about Dead Air?
Do you not want like boom bang gum ba bang gum bang gum go bang
and it just turns up every time we stop talking.
Yeah.
I think using silence is good. It's a little awkward bit of silence is great.
It's great radio.
Yeah, I think it is. Mm. But shoot me, no one else does.
Yeah, that's why we're stuck in my stinking living room.
Anyway, that band are called Death and Vanilla. They are from Sweden. And that song is called California Owls. And apparently they made that by... They had an old library record where it was just someone playing every string of a harpsichord. That in a row. And then they just sampled it and played that for that person playing it rather than playing harpsichord themselves.
Their other albums and records are very much like that. It's kind of a thing that I've got a bit of a taste for.
Yeah, it's nice. It's very... I don't think you can escape it being quite rather underground and Nico-y.
No?
Well, I think it sounds a lot like it.
I mean, I think we know their influences and they're there in front of our goddamn faces.
They are, yeah. Yeah.
I love that group as well. Very, very sensual at the start, and as I'm scanning this track list, there are moments of real sensualness. I'm going to bring us back to what we were chatting about earlier, Callum. The Michelle Pfeiffer, white gold, Michelle Pfeiffer. That's the lyrics from this song.
Oh, okay. You know the lyrics?
Yeah, because I just listened to the song.
Michelle Pfeiffer, that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces, styling, wiling, living up in the city.
Can I give you a little hint?
What?
Don't ever, focus too much on pop music lyrics. Because
why should you?
They're shite.
Yeah.
They're not good, are they, mate?
No, they're interesting, though. I wouldn't have...
Michelle Pfeiffer's White Gold. Sing about that, mate. That'll get you a fucking number one hit. Anyway, let's go back to...
I like that song.
I don't choose to listen to it, Callum. I'll never choose to listen
Why
to it.
Why would you? No.
Because it's on everywhere. It's like Pharrell Williams' Happy song.
Yeah.
Fucking everywhere.
Pharrell Williams, I think he should go away for a bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think he needs to do a Ricky Gervais?
Yeah. Well, he went away for ages and then he came back and was like, I'm just going to be everywhere now for a while.
Yeah. So that's what hits sound like now. This is a band who sound like hits from back in the day. They're a band called Monophonics. They're a San Franciscan psychedelic soul and funk group. And their last album, this is a follow-up to that, was called In Your Brain. And we good shot it.
Yeah.
If you remember back then. That was a bit more Sly and the Family Stone funkadelic. Sure. This is a little bit less psychedelic soul, at least from the two sides that I've heard of this. It's an album called Sound of Spinning. This is a track called Strange Love. And it's kind of got that a little bit of the Delphonics, Ennio Morricone, a little bit of the Temptations as they go, a bit psychedelic. So it's not completely neglected us. Yeah, this is cracking.
Whispers in your ear. Was this just a dream?
Thank you.
Omega Watts, Give Me Peace.
Oh, yeah.
Just give me some peace.
Yeah.
I don't know too much about Omega Watts. I've seen his name around a bit.
Yeah.
But that is a cracking little beat.
Oh, I love that. Do you mind if I say that's my favourite song that you've provided this week?
I do not mind that.
I love that. I love Bollywood music.
It's great.
From that era. There's a show called Full House on NTS by a couple of friends of mine. Good record collector guys. And one of them's well into his Bollywood stuff.
Oh, really?
Check it out.
I will do. Sounds great. I love that track so much. If you can go to Omega Watts, I think actually it's on the Trez Records sampler or some sort of beat tape they put out. So if you go to their SoundCloud, you can download it from there. And there's some other good stuff on there as well.
Right. Would you like this week's movie picture film song?
I've been waiting all bloody day for it.
Really?
Yeah.
All okay. Week. This is a sweet one, this one.
Okay. Okay.
I reckon this could produce... I mean, last week's was fist in the air.
Yeah, sure.
Sort of, come on!
Yeah.
This week's is a tearjerker.
Okay, okay.
This is my Oscar film.
Is this big? This is a big box office weekend.
This would be out the last few weeks, Oscar season.
Sure.
This would be out. Okay. So, this is a coming of age.
Okay.
But of a very different coming of age.
Right, okay. An old person? Hold a retirement?
On. Hold on.
Okay, so I'm getting excited.
Okay, this is the story of a couple from the South. Okay. Not England. Come on. Wearing me for Oscars here.
Yeah.
And they gave their best years to bringing up a house of adopted kids who were abandoned. Had a tough break.
Good people.
They took them in. Yeah. I'm picturing the house now. It's like, it's detached or whatever.
Like a white sort of clapwood.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lovely little porch swing as well.
Sure.
Someone to sit back. Anyway, right? And that basically is about 30, 40 minutes of the film. Not much. We're just the backstory. We're bringing up.
Just feels warm and nice.
Yeah. We're bringing in this couple's relationship. We're establishing them as young people.
That's what you have to do.
They gave their best years of their life to these kids. And these kids have now grown old to become Will Smith, Jeremy Foxx, The Rock, both members of Outkast.
Both members? Big boys in it?
Both members of Outkast.
Okay.
Callum.
And
it's one of those films where they, you know, like on the trailer, they'll flash up faces and faces. You think, like,
turning
12,
and smiling.
Like 12 Years a Slave. I'm going for that 12 Years a Slave.
Sure.
Money.
Okay.
And
okay.
So they flash up these big names. They're in it like collectively 5 minutes.
Okay, all right.
But got these names down. Again, we've got Will Smith, Jamie Foxx, The Rock, Outkast, Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, okay.
He's in it.
Okay, yeah. Big names.
Big names.
Has The Rock ever been in an Oscar-winning movie before? Probably not.
He needs
First
it.
Time for... Big Boy definitely hasn't.
Has not. This is it. It's like Andre. They're like going, Andre, you're in the film. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Big Boy, you're in the film. Andre's like, whoa, I'm the acting guy.
Yeah.
I was that Jimi Hendrix that nobody liked. Anyway, right. So it's not about them. It's about...
The parents.
About this wonderful, sweet couple. And they've nurtured a family of superstars. And now this old couple...
It's just the actors playing them, right? They're not actual superstars.
I'm actually getting these into the film. They're really interested in it. The Rock really wants to be part of an Oscar film. Desperate.
Yeah, but he has mentioned it.
Big Boy. His fee's not actually that big.
Can't believe he's even in the film.
He can't believe it. He did an Ecky on set. Yeah. Don't want to talk about it. Yeah. And anyway, the old couple. Again, I've gone pretty big on this.
Okay, yeah, who are they?
James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
And there's only one name I could think of to be the wife. Dame Oprah Winfrey.
I thought it might be. Is she a dame?
She could be. No, it's okay. I've written it down. James Earl Jones and Oprah. You don't even need to say Winfrey. People know.
Yeah.
When you think of Oprah, I don't even think of opera music. I think somebody's saying, somebody's spelling Oprah wrong. They're mispronouncing it. And anyway, after all those years, their best years of their life raising superstars.
Okay.
They now have the house to themselves.
Yeah, sure.
And now they finally have it to themselves. They're like, they've got to fall in love with each other all over again. When they were teenagers, this is the first time they've been in an empty house since they were teens, basically.
Right, yeah.
They were sweethearts. Of course they were sweethearts.
I can imagine the advert for this and everything.
Yeah.
Shouting from one room to the other. Oh, don't know what to do with all that room.
Yeah, it's going to have those little Fred Perry Award things. Yeah. It's going to have Unforgettable.
I can imagine maybe someone playing a piano in one room of the house and the other one hearing it and going like, a little smile.
Yeah, oh, it's going to be beautiful. And so, they're learning to fall in love with each other all again. They already loved each other, but then like now. So they've been through a lot together, and it's the strength of their relationship that took these kids with little champion, the little chances, and made them superstars.
Is that a tagline?
And it was that friendship that lasted a lifetime.
Sure.
That fueled that.
Yes.
And this is going to be an absolute... I haven't worked out how it ends. It's one of those films where you don't even have to end it.
It just ends
open-ended. Happily, yeah. And people are like, oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
Can't work out whether I want a death or not.
You could do a death.
Could do. I don't... I'm not sure on that. Could be a bit much. Cause...
Maybe one of the kids could die.
I don't know. Will Smith, Jamie Foxx, Rock, Outkast.
Lose Big Boy.
Big Boy could die. He seems like the most likely to die. The other are definitely healthy people. Anyway, aside from that film, which is definitely going to get me Oscars, there's a sweet story behind the music. It's a track by Pop Staple, who is the head of the Staple Singers as singers and the head of the house. The leader of the legendary gospel soul group, which was completed by his three daughters, most notably Mavis Staples. And just before he died, he entrusted Mavis with these recordings, and he said, "Don't lose this."
Oh, that's nice.
Which is the name of the album, which is basically compiled of these recordings, which have been turned into a fully-fledged album with the help of Jeff Tweedy, and also the Staple Singers with Mavis, with her sister Yvonne, and Cleotha provide some harmonies, which all makes it very sort of lovely and warm and funky and bluesy and soulful, like you'd expect anything by one of the Staples. And this is a track called Friendship from the hit film.
Yeah, what's the film called?
I'm going to get back to you on that one.
What's wrong, my longtime friend? Something bothering you? Tell me what the problem is. I see what I can do. There are times we disagree. We agree more than we don't. We won't always see eye to eye, but we will more than we got
friendship,
the kind that lasts a lifetime. Through all the hardships, you know you're a friend of mine. We got
friendship,
the kind that lasts a lifetime. Through all the hardships, a friend of mine. If you're on the street, I'll take you in. If you're hungry, I'll give you food. If it's money you need, I got some say. If you're sick, I'll visit you. I've been where you are right now. You saw me through it all. I lean on you, now you lean on me. lifetime. Through all of our hardships, you know you're the good friend of mine. Hey, hey, we got friendship. Oh, Lord, the kind that lasts a lifetime. Through all the hardships, you're the friend of mine. Talk to me, oh pal of mine, if you feel you can't go on. Don't you sweat, it ain't over yet. This bond we share is strong. Your welfare is my concern. You weigh less than you think. I'll carry you through the sinking sand. See if I let you sing. We got friendship. Yeah, love, a kind of lasts a lifetime. Hey, through all our hardships, you the friend of mine. We got friendship, yeah, the kind that lasts a lifetime. Through all our hardships, you know you're a friend of mine. Yeah, we got friendship, oh Lord, the kind that lasts a lifetime. Well, 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 through all our hardships,
That was Dick Diver tearing the posters down. Great song.
Great song. Troublesome name.
What, you think Dick Diver is a troublesome name?
Hmm.
Why? Okay.
Did you not?
Didn't think about it. I just thought of like a bloke called Dickie Diver.
Dickie Diver. Yeah. Do you reckon that's his real name?
No.
Richard
it's Diver. A band from Australia.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah, they are really good. And it seems to be, to me, it sounds like a song about moving out of a family home. I'm not sure if that's what it's about, but that's what I get from it.
Are you
taking those posters down.
Are you trying to get this into
I'm not trying to do a film.
It doesn't go, sorry, son.
Not everything has to be a film.
No.
In the film.
No.
We've just said it before. This is just a different scene from a different, not even a film, just something.
Something can just be a standalone song.
Yeah, they can
They've happened before.
Yeah. And they'll happen again, I hope.
He reminded me a bit of his pronunciation of a songwriter called Neil Young.
Yeah, yeah. I have heard of Neil Young, yeah. Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah, he is good, yeah.
What is that off?
That is off their album, which is coming out, called Florida, which is coming out on Trouble in Mind. Great record label.
Oh,
it's
ace.
Coming out in March, 10th of March.
That's great. I will buy that record.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Everything's
the guitar sounded great on that. Lovely.
Before I go into the next track, Callum.
Yes.
People have been wondering what the name of that film was going to be called, and I've settled for a name.
Okay.
It's going to be called Big Mama's House.
Okay. I don't know if that's... we'll check if it's been taken.
Yeah, I can't imagine it's been taken. It's a good name, and it's the sort of name that has quality written all over
sure,
it.
Sure, yeah.
People will go, and the winner of Best Motion Pictures is... Well, it's no surprise here. It's Big Mama's House. I go up.
What about Full House?
That could work, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I think that sounds more like a TV show.
Yeah, it's true. But then you've got that juxtaposition. It's not actually a full house anymore. But the hearts, the emotion, that's a full house. It works.
That could work, actually. Let me just check that out. And at ITHB Podcast, which works better in when it gets its Academy Award? And the winner of... the best picture is no surprise there. It's Full House.
It works. I think it works, man.
What works better at ITHB Podcast? Join in the ruddy debate. Right. Here's a song. Oh, this actually could be in a film, Callum.
Okay. We've had our film allocation now.
We've had our film allocation now. One per thing, Robert. Let's not get carried away with a feature.
It's a different podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Right, so you know who has a good speaking voice?
Who?
Leonard Nimoy.
Sure, he does.
An actor.
Yes.
And he has one of those voices. He's up there with Kelsey Grammer, Morgan Freeman, and who I haven't had in that film because it's a little bit cliche. And who else is wise? Kelsey Grammer, Morgan Freeman. And Leonard Nimoy, they're the three people with the wisest voices of all time. Unfortunately, Nerdlings have taken Nimoy.
Yeah, Nimoy's out.
I bet Nimoy hates those cunts.
Do you think he does?
Of course he does, son.
No, this is bread and butter. That's where he gets his money.
Do you reckon?
I don't know.
Well, he's done like some little spoken word things.
Okay.
And he did one like back in 1975... where he did a reading of Ray Bradbury's, I'm reading this off the thing, unsettling but vital short story, There Will Come Soft Rains, which is taken from The Martian Chronicles, some short story book. And this is a story about a little guy who comes from space. And
A Martian,
Callum. Yeah. And it's supposed to be quite sad. It's basically like after the world's been blown up. And this bloke, Zarelli, who is the new moniker of, I've got this written down here, of Carwin Ellis, who's your main guy from Colorama.
Right, okay.
He's taken that and he's done some lovely little music over it.
Nice.
And how would I describe it? It's got that, it sounds science fiction. It sounds like, if you want, like, the most blatant thing, that it sounds like Air.
Right, okay, yeah.
For your contemporary, if you want a contemporary thing there. And it's something released by Ceres Afonos, which is a label that just puts out sort of, like, little library music projects. Like, some people will make a made-up soundtrack for made-up film, which is a ridiculous thing. And the album's called Soft Rains, and this is a track called Falling Light.
The sun came out from behind the rain. The house stood alone in a city of rubble and ashes. This was the one house left standing. At night, the ruined city gave off a radioactive glow, which could be seen for miles. The garden sprinklers whirled up in golden founts, filling the soft morning air with scatterings of brightness. The water pelted window panes, running down the charred west side where the house had been burned evenly, free of its white paint. The entire west face of the house was black, save for five places. Here, the silhouette in paint of a man mowing a lawn. Here, as in a photograph, a woman bent to pick flowers. Still farther over, their images burned on wood in one titanic instant. A small boy, hands flung into the air. Higher up, the image of a thrown ball. And opposite him, a girl, hands raised to catch a ball which never came down. The five spots of paint, the man, the woman, the children, the ball, remained. The rest was a thin charcoal layer. The gentle sprinkler rain filled the garden with falling light. Thank you.
That is Mild High Club. Little pun on the Mild High Club there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he looks like he is more than mildly high in his little press shot there.
Oh, he's absolutely...
Yeah, he's baked.
Oh, yeah, he's on his way to Bake City.
Yeah. Anyway.
The Mild High Club.
Mild High Club is the musical output of Alexander Breton, who, that's his debut 7-inch, Window Pane. The other side is called Weeping Willow, and it's out on Stone's Throw, none other than.
I just clocked that when you showed me that picture, and yeah. I thought, that's Stone's Throw. They're branching out a bit, aren't they?
They are, yeah. They had Silk Roads as well, which he played on the Silk Roads album as well, I think.
Oh, okay. What was that Silk Roads album like?
I haven't listened to it yet. I've only heard the singles.
Was that in 2014? And I'm a little bit past 2014 now.
I liked the singles.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'd like a whole album of Silk Roads.
I was worried about whether the album would be any good.
Yeah. But I love that track. Guitar on that's lovely. Got a nice voice.
It's got like a nice sort of harp. Is it like a harpsichord thing?
Yeah, yeah.
I love that sound.
I do too, yeah.
Everything's been at that, has been a little bit at that level today.
It has, yeah.
Mellowed out.
Right.
So, like, sometimes, right, so, like, that was all mellow, and I'm just sort of, like, easing you into this next song, because I imagine, as people who listen to this, I imagine what they're doing.
Okay.
Whilst they're listening to the podcast. I imagine that, like, if you were to go on Family Fortunes and say top answer would be, like, a commute. On, like, public transport, walking.
Yeah, yeah. At work, maybe.
Yeah, at work, all high answers. Cooking.
Cleaning.
Just chores, been... chores around the house. Yep, got that. Biking somewhere, maybe.
Ooh, that's dangerous.
Well, no. You could just be through country.
Okay, yeah, fine.
But I would also like to think at times there's a lot of late night listening.
Okay.
With a partner or a consenting adult, which is why
right.
I've taken this moment to put on a slow jam.
They were waiting for it.
Mm. Yeah, I've sort of built you up a little bit. And I mean, we're adults here. We understand you have needs because I've felt them before. So I'm going to give you a 4:07 window. Which, let's be honest, that's enough. To utilise what is a wonderfully sensual R&B.
It's got some graphic lyrics as well in this.
Well, the track's called Waterbed.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, and what is more sexy than a waterbed?
A normal bed?
But water's a... waterbed.
Sexy element.
Waterbed's got water, though, as yeah. well. Motion and ocean and all that. Closest you're going to get to having sex whilst on top of water. Whilst floating in water.
What about if you had sex on ice?
That is uncomfortable, Callum.
Yeah, yeah.
That's... I couldn't concentrate.
Not many people could.
Yeah. And it's featuring Anthony Flamia. And it's from Obey City's forthcoming project called Merlot Sounds, and it's out on Lucky Me, which is a Glasgow label responsible for, like, Bauer and Tonight.
Oh, yeah.
He's American, and he said, what did he say about his track? He tells Fader, doesn't tell us. He says, hello, Fader. Many of my all-time favourite R&B songs have been slow jams. I think there's been a real void in recent years, especially on the radio, where up-tempo music, that white gold, we shall fight, tends to get the most play. The Waterbed instrumental began as my tribute to everything I love about them, the slow jam. And Anthony really understood the vibe and took it to another level with his performance. Enjoy this. Afterwards, the song... As I say, 4:07. So that's how long you've got. Because the other song, not so that. Yeah,
baby, we got a whole lot to do. The Remy got me feeling crazy, and I wanna get into you. Ooh, you're working that body, you know when it'll turn me on. And girl, I wanna get rowdy, you got the room burning up. So grind, grind, keep running that ass for no breaks. I'ma make you mine. I'm gonna give you everything, so take your time. Feeling every move that you're making, hey. Give me that real but no faking, hey. When I come and I take you, baby, that ooh, ooh, ooh. Let me give it to you. Make it turn around and your body lock down, and you won't know what to do. Ooh, ooh. Run it up, drop it down, let me give it to you. And I'm like when you make it that. You wanna come and I take it, baby. So baby, open the door, but turn around and let me look at that body, y'all. I'ma work that body, y'all, then knock it down. Cause I'm loving the faces that you're making when I look at that lottie, dawg. So let's turn this party out, drop them panties down. Got your face down, ass up. Got a body that a nigga can't pass up. So baby, don't act up, cause you know a nigga loving that fast up, babe. So baby, grind on me, you're getting it finally. Turn around and your body locked down, and you won't
That's a new track from Twin Peaks. Great little band.
Yeah, they are great. I was saying to you, we were talking about how their album...
Yeah.
Was it Wild Onion?
Yeah,
it is Wild Onion. It's about four songs too long.
Four or five, yeah. Maybe even more than that. It's great songs on there, though. They got in good shit tracks.
It's worth buying, because there's, like, some great tracks on there.
Yeah. But, yeah. They're great live as well, and they seem like they like to party.
Is this on a new album? They got a new album coming
out
already?
No, this is a new 7-inch, which is coming out apparently later this year. I can't find a date for it.
But oh, right.
It'll be coming out, and the other side of it is called Got Your Money. So I hope that that is a cover.
Do you really?
No,
ODB?
I don't. No, it'd be rubbish.
Mm.
Actually, it's called Got Your Money. Yeah, it's called Got Your Money. It won't be a cover. It'd be madness if it was.
You can't
cover
a band that. Can't recreate that.
No. They won't try. They won't try, Rob.
Anyway, right, what have we got? We got to, like, the end of this podcast. Oh, we got, like, Zarelli, who's from Wales. He's from Wales. That's Britain. Eves, he's British, which is strange. Would you have... You've heard this track?
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought it was British, actually.
He's from Leeds.
Mm.
And he's a young guy, and he's releasing this, his first album, in 2015. It doesn't sound like... anything that a current British artist would put out today. If he was American, you'd accept it as a new record, because they still are a place of incredible songwriters of the kind that Eves is. To list a few, Bonnie Prince, Ryan Adams, Kurt Vile, Father John Misty. We don't tend to get many like that over here in this part of the world. Why, Callum?
Why?
I didn't have an answer for that.
I don't know why.
He's in their kind of vein. And he's about to release his first album, What Green Feels Like, on Heavenly. It's got some lovely little finger flick.
Yeah, it's really nice.
On this. Track's called Spin. And yeah, this is our last track of the night.
Oh, before we leave, got one shout out.
Oh.
Shout out to Tom Bravo, who got in touch to say he loved that car seat headrest track from last week.
So did John Ilcock, who we already gave a shout-out to last week. But
good on you both. One. Good on you both.
Yeah. Okay. See you next week, guys.
Bye-bye.
Hurricane has soaked your shoes. Now you're looking for someone to blame, or just somebody that can make you sane. It's got you crazy in the wind. Your hands are dirty, but your eyes still shine, staring out towards some walls downtown. You've been spreading both your feet around. Let's get you feeling something good. People spinning on the curb outside. You smell the tarmac as their heels run right. How they're thinking, man, you just can't buy it. But you can feel it when you dream. Those conversations as you pass them by, they are monocolored whilst their handshakes scream. Now nobody knows what lies between. You never can march when the dry. turn your fortune around, all your spare running wheels rest the ground. Now you'll spend your fortune around, all you'll spend. Vivid color of a life well lived. You want it painted on your door when you die. When they come knocking oh my, you'll see just what you've seen. Homes get harder when a life backfires, but you'll breathe easy when the smoke clears out. Street is busy, so go walk about. Other people that you love. Burning wheels rest the ground. Now you spend your fortune around, all your spare. Spend your fortune around all your spare.